Missing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD House Party New Orleans Style on Rounder Records by Roy Bird, better known as Professor Longhair. We heard the 501 Boogie. The next 2 weeks, we continue our summer's travels with a trip to the Pelican State of Louisiana. We'll be visiting the Crescent City of New Orleans this week and the Cajun Prairies next week. The music of New Orleans is a mix of many cultures. In the early 1800s, slaves would gather in Congo Square. Their African-rooted music mixed with a local brass band tradition, forming what we think of as New Orleans music, wonderfully syncopated sounds, which led to the development of jazz. We'll open this week's program with two sets of classic Louisiana music, leading us to the musical traditions of New Orleans. King Oliver moved his band from New Orleans to Chicago to take advantage of that city's playing opportunities. Louis Armstrong moved north as well by invitation from Oliver to join his Creole jazz band, the most influential hot jazz band in the city. We'll open this first set with King Oliver from the CD Blues Forever with the Camp Meeting Blues, and then we'll follow that up with Louis Armstrong's Hot Fives and the Gut Bucket Blues from the Hot Fives Volume 1 on Columbia. Then we'll hear some more selections of jazz and blues from New Orleans. Here's King Oliver and his band with the Camp Meeting Blues on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
Claus. You know you can do it. Everybody from New Orleans can really do that thing. Hi, hi.
Tell you this, ain't gonna tell no lie. Stay baby, that's the day you die. Oh, honey, baby, mama, please don't go.
We're traveling to Louisiana the next 2 weeks on the Sing Out Radio magazine, and that was a band called the New Orleans Feet Warmers, led by Sidney Bechet on the soprano sax, and we heard a rather rollicking version of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. Scott was actually from Missouri, and that recording was made in New York City, but they were folks from New Orleans. And before that, we heard from Lizzie Douglas, better known as Memphis Minnie. She was born in Algiers, Louisiana, grew up in Mississippi, and spent a good bit of her career in Memphis. We heard I'm Going Back Home, featuring Memphis Minnie along with her then-husband, fellow named Joe McCoy, on vocals and second guitar. We heard a tune, I'm Going Back Home. That's from a collection called Four Women Blues on RCA Bluebird Records. And before that, we heard from Louis Armstrong's Hot Fives and the Gut Bucket Blues, recorded on November 12th, 1925 in Chicago. He mentioned the members of the band as he was playing that, but Kid Ory was on trombone, Johnny Dodds on the clarinet, Lil Armstrong on the piano, and Johnny St. Cyr on the banjo. The tune was Gut Bucket Blues. That's from the recording Louis Armstrong, The Hot Fives, Volume 1 on Columbia Records. And we let off that set with King Oliver's Jazz Band, recorded in Chicago on October 16, 1923, with the Camp Meeting Blues, which also featured Louis Armstrong on cornet. We're traveling to Louisiana in the next two editions of the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Leadbelly was born in Caddo Lake, Louisiana, and besides being a master of the 12-string guitar, he played the accordion. Here's John Hardy with Leadbelly on accordion on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
He was a desperate little man. He carried two guns every day. He shot a man on the West Virginia line. Might have seen John Hardy getting away, poor boy. Might have seen John Hardy getting away. Went up on that three stone bridge, but he was free. A sip to Maine and a courting by the home. And Johnny come and go with me, poor boy. And Johnny come and go with me. Father too, he sent for them to come and go his bail. There was no bail allowed for the murdering man. They shipped John Hardy back in jail, poor boy. They shipped John Hardy back in jail. Pretty little wife, and the dress she wore was blue. She come to the jailhouse with a loud shout, and Johnny, I've been true to you, poor boy. And Johnny, I've been true to you. Standing in his cell, and tears are rolling down his eye. Then I have been the death of a many poor man, and now I am ready to die, poor boy. And now I am ready to die. I've been to the west, I've been this whole wide world around. I've been to the river and I've been baptized. Now take me to my hanging ground, Lord, Lord, and take me to my hanging ground.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1530. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD House Party New Orleans Style from Professor Longhair, and we just heard the Earl King classic, Big Chief. That's on Rounder Records. We spent this first couple of sets just looking over New Orleans music, including some Cajun and some jazz as well. We just heard before that from the Hackberry Ramblers, one of the longest-running bands in the history of music. They were formed in 1933. And Lutheran Darbone, as far as I know, is still alive and still playing sometimes with the band. We heard the Cajun national anthem, Jolie Blonde, and that's from the recording of the same name on our Hooli Records from the Hackberry Ramblers. And before that, we heard from Amédée Adouin, along with Dennis McGee, and the Amédée Two-Step. Amédée was a wonderful accordionist who met with an unfortunate demise. He was a victim of racial violence. He was either killed in a barroom fight or he was run over by a car. And he died in 1942, but his playing has influenced so many accordionists. That's from The Roots of Zydeco, Amédée Adouin, I'm Never Coming Back, on our Hooli Folk Lyric Records. And before that, from an interesting collection called Hot Women, women singers from the torrid regions of the world, taken from old 78 RPM records, 1920s to 1950s. We heard Cleoma Falcon, who was the very first, along with her husband Joe, they were the very first to make Cajun records back in 1927. And we heard Blues Negresse from Cleoma Falcon. And we let off that set with Leadbelly, who also was from Louisiana, and we heard his take on John Hardy on the accordion. That's from Gallows Pole on Tradition Records from Leadbelly. We're going to move into New Orleans proper now and learn a little bit about an interesting tradition, and that is of the Mardi Gras Indians. Back in the early 1800s, African Americans were forbidden to dance, except on Sundays in Congo Square, and eventually they were no longer allowed to do that. So they went underground and they took the guise of another group of individuals who were not given the respect they deserved, the Indians, and began to dress very, very lavishly in Indian costumes. And today they dance freely in the city and also especially on Mardi Gras Day. We're going to hear a performance of the Golden Eagles featuring Monk Boudreau, and it's recorded at their home base, the H&R Bar. And this is Little Liza Jane from the Golden Eagles on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
All right, coupe, what they say. Coupe, now what they say. Cool, you might have cool. I bump on while I'm walking down the town while alone. Have money, boy, gonna get together and have a good time.
With a hole in your back.
So we go downtown, Lord, me coming back.
Oh.
So I got to meet little Liza down by the railroad track. I said, now nobody kneeling, nobody by.
Have you seen?
But who's the bed? No, everybody's ready to die.
Whoa.
I said, oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. I said, early that morning when the engine come.
Little Liza Jane.
They be rocking and rolling, they be having fun.
Little Liza Jane.
But I told my mama when I left home. I'm a rock and a roller, gonna sing my song. In the morning, oh, Liza Jane. Oh, Liza Jane. It was without time by the railroad track.
Liza Jane.
Then me and little Liza was rocking them back.
Liza Jane.
So I grabbed little Liza, said, round her way.
Liza Jane.
We was rocking and rolling, and my head was straight.
Liza Jane.
Oh, little Liza, come with me.
Liza Jane.
I'm the prettiest thing that you ever seen.
Liza Jane.
I said, Liza, what you talking about out of her head?
Liza Jane.
I said, oh, little Liza, got kid on me.
Liza Jane.
In the morning, oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane.
Hey.
I said, people gather from all over town.
Liza Jane.
They want to see that boy when you take him down. I met little Liza by the railroad track.
Liza Jane.
So we just turned around and didn't come back.
Liza Jane.
Say, Papa, I said, what do you know?
Liza Jane.
They're rocking and rolling everywhere they go.
Liza Jane.
Say, wild man jumping, going up and down.
Liza Jane.
Say, fire, you wanna be there to
come. Liza Jane.
I say, Liza, the morning done come.
Liza Jane.
Say, up down here, you're gonna beat them drum.
Liza Jane.
Liza said, don't you know?
Liza Jane.
We've been doing our thing everywhere I go.
Liza Jane.
In the morning.
Hey.
Oh, Liza Jane.
Hey.
Oh, Liza Jane.
Liza Jane. Liza Jane. Liza Jane.
All right. Thank y'all. And we had a good time with y'all. They got some meatball and spaghetti in the back if y'all want to eat.
Thank you. Thank you.
December of 1938, we heard Jelly Roll Morton and Finger Buster, a tune which he described as the most difficult piece of jazz piano ever written. Quite a braggadocio style. That's from a collection of recordings called New York, Washington, and the Rediscovery, Volume 3. That was recorded live at the Library of Congress. Before that, we heard from a brand new recording on Smithsonian Folkways, Through the Streets of the City, New Orleans Brass Bands. And we heard the Liberty Brass Band with Paul Bebaron's Second Line. The Second Line are the bunch of followers of the band, the folks that follow them in parades, whether they're funeral parades or holiday parades. And we let off that set with the Golden Eagles featuring Monk Boudreau, some Mardi Gras Indians, and we heard Little Liza Jane from their recording Lightning and Thunder, recorded live in context at the H&R Bar in New Orleans on Rounder Records. New Orleans was also known as a center for pop music. From August 1955, here's Fats Domino, and Ain't That a Shame on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. You said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? Tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. God desires. Just remember, I'll still be around. And I know, like I told you so many times before, you're gonna come back. Yes, you're gonna come back a knocking on my door.
Dr. John from his classic recording Gumbo and Ico Ico. That's on Atco Records. That tune is filled with patois from the Mardi Gras Indians. And before that, we heard from Irma Thomas and her classic rendition of Time Is On My Side from 1964. And we let off that set with the Fat Man, Fats Domino, and Ain't That a Shame on Liberty Records from 1955. I hope you've enjoyed part one of our travels to Louisiana. Next week, we're going out on the Cajun prairies. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music. On the Sing Out Radio Magazine, this is episode 1530.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning.